the howl. Oh,
right here.
Exactly.
Good decision.
Speakers over there.
How encouraged were you to see, you know, just the aggression of VJ off the dribble in that first half? And, you know, even though it tailed off a little bit in the second half of on Friday, you know, what are some of the things that he can do to kind of have that translate over the four quarters?
Yeah, certainly we're happy with it. I think, I mean, been around me enough to know that I'm trying to get these guys to be more aggressive all the time, and you know, he's a young player and he's just trying to learn that. And but the encouragement from his teammates, I think, is high, that they want him to be aggressive. Certainly is from the coaching staff. I don't know, we get gets another shot at it tonight to see. I think he was pretty excited the other night, obviously the way he started, but you know, this league is about doing it again and again and again and again. So let's hope he can stay aggressive tonight.
Yeah. Nick, is Tyrese's illness something to be concerned about the second game, or was it just the games were so close?
Listen, we're super concerned. I wouldn't say it's like, we're concerned because he's sick and he's not wasn't well enough to get on the floor here for a couple days. After Friday's game, we thought he would be at the plane to come with us, but didn't make it. I talked to him last night, and he said he would see me at practice Tuesday. And I said, I'm not sure what practice Tuesday, but I'll be there. I'll see you, me and you, man. I'll see you there. It's been a bit. So it is, it is concerning, but... Again, hopefully he's improving. Hopefully it'll get him to where he's good enough to get back in action. Yeah.
The other night, the fourth quarter defense against Indiana, I think they had like one field goal over the final like 5 minutes or something like that. I guess, what do you kind of attribute that to, and where do you kind of see the defense kind of continuing to make strides forward?
I think that, again, some of the stuff we've talked about already, I think physicality's improving, keeping the ball, guys guarding or guy keeping the ball in front is improving, shot contests, you know. I mean, I think for the most part, most of that game, there was one little stretch there where I think they scored 8 straight, and that was a bad, really bad spell. Other than that, most of the night, I thought we were pretty decent, you know, really, literally playing with some desire and trying to sit down and guard. So that's probably the main thing,
What did Jalen do?
Pardon me?
What did Jalen do a couple of weeks ago that give you guys so many issues on both ends?
He played really well, first of all. I think he got him in a variety of ways. He got some early transition things. He got us into some situations where he could use his size and athleticism over the top of us. And he made a lot of shots. And he really played good. I think it was a good variety for him. It was some face-up, it was some turnarounds, it was some step-through, it was a little bit of everything. And again, just showing it, you know, he continues to develop his skills and working that, you know, that tremendous talent he's got, he's developing it into an array of skills, which makes it tough. Yeah.
Nick, 2 weeks ago, y'all said Kelly would be reevaluated next week, which was last week. Is there any update on his status?
I don't have any.
No.
I can follow that question north of Dan, by the way, Keith, but I think it's like,
Nothing new from previous update.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, he's out there walking around a bit. He's on the court a bit. I'm hoping looks like there's some progress there. And just like you, I want him out there ASAP and back. Yep. That it?
All right. Thanks, awesome. Coach.
Thanks, sir.